Hi, everyone. This is Liz from MediaDev, and today I am joined by Pakom. Hey, Pakom, how are you today?
Hello, I'm great, thanks.
Super. Well, today's topic is the secret sauce to making survey campaigns a success, which is actually quite difficult to say with all of those S's. But Pakom is a great person for us to be talking to about this today because he's been so successful at running survey campaigns for our customers that I just had to know his secret sauce. So that's what we're going to find out today in this podcast interview. So I'm going to dive into our first question, which is, tell me about your experience running surveys. What is your approach when you're reaching out to prospects?
Okay, so basically it's not the first time that I'm working on survey with MediaDev. I've been working on surveys before for another company in the past when I was a student. So basically, so to answer you, when I reach out to prospects, I try to be concise and go straight to the point. So I introduce myself and the company. So I try to do it very quickly if it's on the phone, or one or two sentences if it's just a message or an email. And yeah, I explain to them why I reached out to them, so for a survey, and how long would it take them to complete the survey. So I've learned in the past, in my past experience, to always be honest about how long a survey can take. Because I really think that it's better to be honest and tell them, yeah, it can take 10 minutes or 45 minutes. It depends on the campaign, I guess. And because if they start to do the survey and they see that they are spending a lot of time, or even 5 minutes sometimes, they might get frustrated and stop in the middle of the survey. So yeah, I prefer to be honest. And if I tell them, for example, it will take 10 minutes and they finish it quickly, they might end with a positive vision about the survey or the company.
I completely agree. And I forgot to mention to our listeners that you target the French-speaking parts of Europe, so France, French-speaking Belgium, French-speaking Switzerland. And I do think that especially with the French, they don't like to feel manipulated. So if you tell them that the survey is going to be 5 minutes, but it really takes 30 minutes, they'll probably just drop out halfway through anyway and say, go away, I don't ever want to talk to you again. This is taking way too much time. So I agree with you on the transparency there. That definitely is very important. And getting straight to the point when you approach them initially so that they're not guessing, what is this about? And, again, are they trying to manipulate me into something other than really just a survey? So agree with you on that 100%. So we hear very often that prospects don't have time to fill out surveys. I know you just mentioned, mentioning really how long the survey will really take. But how do you get them to see the value in even taking 10 minutes to fill in a survey?
So I try to convince them the best that I can. It's not always easy. I think it depends because, as you said, I'm on the French market, and sometimes French people are quite hard to convince to give information about them or about their company for free. They always tend to be a little bit suspicious, especially if it's a private company. If it's more of a public organization, they might be more open. So I try to make them understand that it's for the greater good, that it will help us, how to explain.
Just to help serve you better, or something like that?
Yeah. Basically, that in the end, all those information will come back to them into a service, into a product. And yeah, so that's why I try to explain. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But I really think that incentives do help a lot, especially with people who are not C-level, because C-level, I feel that they don't really care about.
I agree with you on that. I mean, we do campaigns where we offer, you know, some kind of gift card in exchange for the person's time, and that really can motivate them. You know, a €25 or $25 gift card for some people really is a good incentive. And I agree that C-level contacts, they don't care about the $25, so they're not going to be motivated by that. But they could be motivated if they see that there is kind of value in it for themselves beyond, you know, just the you know, incentive itself. So definitely agree with you on that there.
Yeah. And I also try also to contact them a second time if I get no answer on the first time, if it's like a message on LinkedIn or an email, because, you know, sometimes you're busy in your day, you see that you receive a message and you're like, I will do that later, and then you forget, and 1 week later you haven't answered the survey. So it's always good to remind them, like, when I do that, I always get one or two survey answered. So I feel it's always that to add to the campaign. So it's good to remind them that we are here. You can do the survey if you want.
I think that's a great tip. You know, being persistent and reminding people in a friendly way is a great idea. I do that too. I forget. You know, I say I'm going to do something, I forget, and the little reminder is a great way for me to say, oh yeah, I forgot I was going to do that. You know, I'm going to do that now. And then definitely you can improve your response rate that way, just by, you know, taking an extra minute to remind the person in a nice way, like, oh, you know, we really need your help and, you know, appreciate your support. So I think that's a great tip. So why are survey campaigns an interesting way to generate sales leads as a byproduct of the outreach?
So I think it helps a lot, because you make yourself and the company you represent known by some of the future lead prospects. So it's like an important first contact. That's why it's always good to leave a good impression to the person you reach out for the survey. For example, it happened to me a few times that when I surveyed some people in a company, they asked me more information about the company after they've completed the survey. So it's not they are asking about information before, but after, they really get interested. And so it's like the survey made them more curious. So I explained to them more in detail what we do, what the company I represent do. And next time when there is a lead campaign, at least it will be, I will have an easier time to talk to them and maybe convince them to, yeah.
Excellent. So, yeah, no, I definitely agree with that, too. You know, it's kind of a light approach in the beginning, and it's not very non-threatening. I mean, I think sometimes when we start off some pure lead generation campaigns where we really have the outcome of wanting to have, you know, sales appointments, but that person has not been warmed up yet, they don't know the brand, they don't know the offer or anything about them, it's true that the conversion rate will be lower. And when we start off with a survey, it's a very, you know, quick kind of introduction, a light approach. And then sometimes people, when they're actually filling out the survey and they're reading the questions, it gets them thinking about, you know, their challenges or their pain points, and they really realize, like, hey, actually, I would like to have a conversation about this because I am looking to improve these areas. So it is a byproduct that happens very, very often when we run survey campaigns, that we find some highly qualified sales leads as a consequence. So for you, what are some of the features of a survey that have been designed for success? Like, maybe you can highlight the best practices for designing and executing a survey campaign that works really well. Like, what are the things that you need to make it a really great campaign?
Actually, it's quite a hard question for me to answer, because I'm not really the one creating the surveys. But I really think that what helped me to make more people answer the survey is the length of time they would dedicate for the survey. Like,
sure.
In the past, when I was a student working for a survey company, if the prospect I was calling was already a client of the company, the survey would be long, and most of the time it's okay, because it's to make the product better, the service better, so they are open to take a time on their schedule in their week to dedicate 45 minutes to 1 hour to discuss with me, to answer some questions. And but if it's a prospect that you reach out to and that prospect doesn't know about the company, if the survey is too long, unless the incentive is very good, they will not see any value in answering the survey. So I think I really think it's like the precise questions, not too complicated, just going straight to the point.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think definitely they have to be tailored for the audience that you're going after. So if you're asking questions that are completely unrelated to the position of the person, well, first of all, they're not going to be apt or competent to be able to answer those questions. It'll just create frustration on both sides. So I do think that, you know, you talked about the execution, like the length of it. That's definitely important when you're designing a campaign, so that you can be sure that you don't have too many questions. You're not asking questions that are overly complex, like you kind of pointed out. And that at the end, you know, those questions turn out to be useful. We've also done survey campaigns where we take the results and we turn them into an infographic, which is a great way to create a new valuable piece of content that can then also be shared with the people who participated in the survey. So that can also be an added incentive if the campaign is designed well to have answers that are not all open-ended, you know, questions, for example, with specific responses that need to be you know, then collated into some kind of result that's comparable. So that would be another tip that I would kind of add there. But do you have any other tips that you would like to give to someone who wants to get good at running survey campaigns?
Actually, I was thinking that if you run a survey campaign, you should not be afraid to use all the channels at your disposition to contact the prospects. So it can be on the phone, on LinkedIn, via email. As long as you can contact the person, don't take too much of their time, but just at least you try, because that's the best way to have a survey answer. It's trying a lot always. So yeah, that's what I think I do.
I think that's a great tip, and thank you so much for sharing your experience with us today. I was very pleased to be able to talk to you, and for those of you listening who would like to listen to other interesting podcasts, get insights about marketing and how you can make your next campaign a success, don't hesitate to look at our resource library at mediadev.com or shoot me an email at contact@mediadev.com. Thanks again, Pacom. I hope you have a great day.
Yes, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.